Hello, audio boo, and been on here for a while. It is just after 10 to 5 in the afternoon, evening, on the 12th of February. Wow, this year is, it's flying by. I don't know where January went, it was just a blur, to be honest. Hope everybody's okay. And it's still light, it's 10 to 5, and it's still light. Woohoo! Do you know what, I love it when lights, blah. Nights start getting lighter. It makes you feel more alive instead of being in the darkness. I don't mean to offend anyone, but it does. It just makes you feel a bit better when it's lighter at night and you have more daylight hours. So, what have I been up to since I last posted? I can't remember when I last posted. I suppose I should have had a look before I come on here and started rambling on. Well, I went to York Minster in January to have the experience of going on a visual impairment awareness training day. Which was very enlightening. I did enjoy the experience and I helped out as well. And it were to talk to the tour guides about visual impairment. We discussed everything from canes, guide dogs, sighted guide, different types of eye conditions, braille, all things like that, large print. And then we got them to do sighted guide exercises around York Minster, and we got them to we got sim specs, so they had to, one person had to be the blind person, the other one had to be the sighted guide, and then they had to swap round. But the sim specs simulate different eye conditions. Which is very interesting. And anyway, when we got back to training room, they had to do butter some bread and pour some water into a cup with the sim specs on. And I did find it amusing. My business, Audio Imaging Services, I've been working on an audio guide for York Minster, which there's three main parts of the guide. One part is for the is to accompany a tactile map made by Tac Map Limited. The other part is to accompany a 3D tactile model and ground plan of the Minster. It's absolutely brilliant, this model. It's to scale at 1 in 300, and to compare, they've put a scale house, like house and garage there as well, and it's absolutely tiny in comparison. It's really, really interesting. There's a description of that, and to help users work their way through it. And then there's also a guide to exhibits around York Minster, so I've really enjoyed working on it. It's been good. So it's just been finished up now, because there's some other bits to the guide as well which I'm not working on. I've done my bit, but there are some other parts that are being finished up now, and it should be presented sometime next week, so that's really, really good. Anyway, I'm cooking my tea, so I'd better disappear before I ramble on even more. Glad the light nights are coming. Can't wait until clocks go forward, end of March. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. It's just cold today, isn't it? It was lovely yesterday, but it's really cold today. So, right, going off. Going to cook my tea. In fact, it's already cooking, but I need to do something. So, I need to turn a pan down and things like that. So, right, I'll be on here soon. I won't leave it as long next time. Bye for now.